Citizens in Fayette County have been concerned for years about the possibility of contaminants leaking from an injection well near Wolf Creek. The injection site accepts waste from the oil and gas industry and pumps it thousands of feet below ground. A member of the West Virginia House of Delegates recently went looking for answers about the site and weeks later hasn't gotten any.
What can you tell me that I can go home and kind of soothe the people back there that nothing bad is going to happen to the water they drink or the environment?
Delegate John Pino of Fayette County posed the question about the Loch Gelly injection well to the DEP's Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management during a November interim meeting. Pino had two main concerns. The first was about the site's permit and ability to accept industry waste. The second, about the possibility of contamination in a nearby creek that feeds the drinking water supply. According to DEP documents, the site's permit was revoked in March. That same day, however, the DEP's Office of Oil and Gas issued an order allowing the site's owner, Danny Webb, to continue to accept waste until another permit application is submitted. In June, a group of citizens and environmental organizations asked the State Environmental Quality Review Board to review the DEP order and reverse it, but a decision has yet to come from board members. Transparency in the process, Pino says, is the problem.
We just don't know the status of the permitting process as we speak. I'm not clear, and that bothers me.
During that November meeting, Pino also requested the DEP test the water in Wolf Creek for pollution that may have leaked from the injection well. Previous tests conducted by the department showed increased contaminants in the creek, but did not conclude they leaked from the site. The water in Wolf Creek drains into the New River above a public drinking water intake, which Pino says leaves the public vulnerable to another incident like January's Freedom Industry leak in Charleston.
We surely would not want that to happen, in another part of the state. We never want it to happen anywhere.
Pino says James Martin, chief of the DEP's Office of Oil and Natural Gas, reached out to him shortly after the interim meeting, but 3 weeks later, the delegate says he's heard nothing from the department. He's received no information about the permit at the site and has heard nothing about additional water tests. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.